underground preacher to the underground church. Today we're going to talk about discerning spirits. It is said in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 8 to 11. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. This scripture, I remember when I read it. Actually, Holy Spirit is the one who got me to read it, because I was puzzled on spiritual encounters that I had, and also other people who encounter spiritual activities from the dark side. And I didn't know the meaning of it, and I was trying to find out, what kind of a gift is this? Is it spiritual sight? That's how I used to call it, until God brought me to that scripture. It is discerning of spirits. Because discerning of spirits implies that you interact with spirits in order to discern which one it is. Because you cannot choose between red and blue. If you can't see red and blue, how can you differentiate? How can you discern which one is red and which one is blue? So you have to encounter both. Hence, I was encountering the dark side. And eventually, I started encountering the light. Angels, God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. And that's when Holy Spirit started working in my heart to understand the importance of discerning spirits. You cannot discern a demon or evil spirit, fallen angel, from Holy Spirit if you never encountered them. And I know some people who also see spirits and see them, hear them clearly than I do. And most of the time, they get put under, how you call those medicines, antidepressant, those mind-altering medicines. And the sole purpose of it is to prevent them from seeing those things, because they're afraid of it. They don't want to see it. They don't consider themselves normal. While in real life, when you go to the Bible, it's called discerning spirits. You are encountering the dark side. You can see demons. But the reason why God is allowing you to encounter them is for you to go into spiritual warfare. How can He teach you how to fight an enemy if you don't encounter the enemy to fight with? That's basic training. You're going to have to be put in a test. The adversary is going to have to come after you for you to train what you learn and to beat him up. So God will allow the enemy to come after you for you to exercise the authority that you have in His name, Jesus Christ, to whip His tail back to where it belongs. So if you can see them, it gives you an advantage compared to other people who can't, because you can actually see them coming. And when you see them, take the authority, get the weapons that you have, go after them, because God is telling you, you can defeat that enemy. God is behind you, even though you can't see Him yet. He's right there with you. And the purpose of you seeing those things is for you to understand first that there is the dark side. Second, be accustomed to the feeling of the dark side, how it feels, how they move, learn how they are. And third, defeat him in the name of Jesus Christ. Then, as you keep on going through spiritual warfare, eventually one day you're going to start seeing the other side too. But all that is controlled by God. And once you start seeing the other side, you're going to also learn how the other side moves. The light, how the angels move, how God moves. And you're going to get accustomed to the power of God all along. At that point, once a spirit shows up in front of you, you're going to know right there from the way he feels, from the way he moves, because you've been around them for so long, you can discern which one is good, which one is evil. You actually have to encounter good and evil in order for you to discern. And discernment comes from Holy Spirit. And discerning spirits is a gift. Don't let the world deceive you to believing that you are crazy, that you are not normal. No. In fact, you are special. You are unique. You have an advantage. You have a special gift on you. And that gift allows you to encounter spirits. So don't take it lightly. Don't freak out. Just know that you also have a mighty weapon in your hand, that authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is with you all the time. You have the victory. There is hope. There is victory. You can defeat them. They're more afraid of you than you are of them, if you only knew that. That's why they're coming at you so bad, to distract you away, to frighten you so you won't take your weapons and go after them. But I guarantee you, the day you wake up and start taking your weapons and go after them, you're going to see them run. I remember one day, I used to be afraid of zombies. And every time I had a dream or a vision, the zombies would come after me. And I would be freaking out, waking up with people praying over me because, I was doing some damage while I was asleep. Eventually, one day, Holy Spirit broke through and allowed me to realize those are demons disguised as zombies to come after you. Because from the moment you're afraid of something, you run from it. You don't even try to process it, to comprehend, or trying to put some logic into it. No, you just run. And that's exactly what I was doing. I had the authority, the sword in my hand, but yet I was chased by something that I could defeat. And the day that I realized that I could defeat them, that they were nothing but demons in disguise, and I let go of that fear in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember that dream, that day, I had a sword in my hand, and I started chopping them. And they started changing from being zombies to being spirits, and they started running away. And that's when I realized they're more afraid of me than I'm afraid of them. The only thing they have is stealthiness, hiding behind things that you're afraid of. Because growing up, they came and frightened you a certain way. So they can use that fear to defeat you, to get you to run. You see the gimmicks, the tricks? They frighten you to get you to run rather than standing and fighting. But I guarantee you, be bold, be strong, be courageous. Take the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and don't run. And stand. And watch how they're going to run away from you. They're not going to stand. They're cowards. They're not going to stand. And seeing spirits, God is not allowing it to frighten you. He's not allowing it to hurt you. It's a gift for you to see. Exercise, and for you to defeat the enemy. Because you can see, you can go to battle in levels that other people cannot. That's why they're coming after you so hard. But once you get up and you get your weapons and you let go of those medicines and you embrace your calling and walk in your spiritual calling, walk as the warrior that God is calling you to be and defeat that devil in the name of Jesus Christ. You're not going to operate like other people come and just rebuke verbally the demons and they don't even know if the demon is gone or not. No. You're actually going to stand there as you rebuke him. You're going to see him flee. As you pray, you're going to see the battle taking place. That's the sight that God is preparing you for. That's a beautiful sight. That's an awesome sight. That you can see a spiritual battle taking place. That you can see spiritual warfare live. Now everybody get to see that. So man up. Woman up. Get up. Stand up. Put on your armor. Stop running. Don't run away from the enemy any longer. Put on your armor and run to him. And let him know that you have a God, a mighty God. The enemy is defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Defeat him. That's why the authority was given to you. Running is for the cowards. God did not give you that. He didn't give you that spirit. That's something the devil does. So get the devil to do what he does best, to run. And you show that victory belongs to you. Embrace your gift. Embrace it. It's your ministry. It's your calling. Amen. Underground preacher to the underground church, and I'm out.